It's Friday.
Hi.
And we all know what that means.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. Ladies
Rob,
and gentlemen.
Explain that this was your idea.
This is an idea.
Otherwise, I'll feel like an egomaniac. I know I'm an egomaniac, but if you don't explain it, I'll feel like more of an egomaniac.
Can you speak up?
Hi.
I had this idea, Oscar.
Yes.
We have a fully functioning drum kit
yes,
in our
do.
Studio, and I thought it would be a great idea to utilize it. And since it's Friday, let's open the show with a little music. Ladies and gentlemen, the good sounds of Styx O'Mara.
With the Rolling Stones.
Oscar, watch this. Ready? Drum solo. Go! 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 You know, if Buzz still...
I thought it was pretty good.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Danny, are you all right, honey?
Yeah.
He almost dropped.
Yeah.
Keep covered up.
Thank you. I'm okay. Thank you. Oh, I almost died. Thank you.
Get him out. Yes.
Oh my God! My Mercedes! Oh! 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 How could you drive my Mercedes on thin ice?
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, come on, get up.
Come on.
I could have gotten twice what I paid for.
Danny, we'll get someone to fish it out for you.
What the hell am I going to do with a rusty Mercedes?
Oh,
it's gone.
Okay,
it's gone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 147 countries around the world. From the Cappy Piper Studios, this, ladies and gentlemen, is MikeOmaraShow.com. I want to tell everybody that that opening was just pure BS fun.
That's all.
Yeah, Rob plays this really good song. He says, hey, listen to this. It's an old Rolling Stones song.
Right.
I'm sitting there tapping along to it, and Rob says, you ought to drum to it. And mm-hmm. then it's like, you ought to drum at the opening. And I know it sounds probably like a complete train wreck, but
no, it was
pure right. fun.
Actually, the mixdown sounded pretty good.
Did it sound
yeah,
good?
You were dead on.
I got it on the wireless headphones.
You were dead on, and it was a lot of fun, and it just underscores the fact this is nothing but a treehouse.
Right.
This is really how I make a living?
Yes.
I mean, really? I said, hey, Mike, you should drum today. Okay. And we drum. I just love it.
This is a clubhouse, and sometimes we just wing it.
Right. Yeah.
And that was in the place of Internet Tommy. So, listen, I know there are a lot of people that were looking forward to Internet Radio Tommy.
He'll be back.
I apologize.
Yes, but, Mike,
he
really,
will join us on Monday.
You've all overpleased the people that love your drumming, though.
Yes, that's right, yeah, because I'm such a virtuoso. That's what drummers that are amateur drummers around the country, they do that. They sit there, they put a record on, and you drum to it, and you fantasize like you're on a big rock and roll stage. That's it. Our show today is brought to you by Rip Digital. Now, let me tell you something. You need to visit ripdigital.com.
Yes.
If you do anything for this broadcast this weekend, you need to go to ripdigital.com
right.
because this is a brand new sponsor. They could not be nicer to us.
Wonderful people.
And they would love to show you what they can do. You can convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files, and you can do it without your own wasted time over the weekend of spending hours at the computer. They can do it lightning fast.
Mike, is there anything more valuable than time?
Rob, there isn't.
Time.
Not that I can imagine.
Can you put a price on time?
You can't.
Even when you have all the time in the world like Rob, it's still valuable.
Let the professionals do it at RIP Digital.
Exactly, Oscar.
And here's the cool thing. Got a lot of these CDs that may be like old ratty and they're all in different places. Right. And perhaps you got a CD that, you know, you're like, I love this album, but I don't have the album art. They can find the album art and they can track the information that iTunes can't. And when I say track the information, they can track the track information.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they can find out what you got. And they do this. They're the ones that, you know, when you go to a movie and you see digitally remastered?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the same stuff, but it's for your own crap.
Exactly.
Right. So please go to ripdigital.com, get rid of the CD clutter, get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or your home theater system. Rip Digital converted Buzz's music, and we're going to have an actual film of that.
Yeah,
right? I don't know how the hell you would do that.
It's a mini-series.
It's Buzz basically going, hello, Rip Digital.
Can
you help me?
It's me packing up my CDs and shipping them off to Rip Digital, and then we go visit the factory and we watch them do these transfers.
How cool was it to visit the factory?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's an incredible place.
Can't wait
it
to
really
go there.
Is. Really?
The thing is, do you remember when CDs started to be the style, and we thought, oh my God, this is great.
Right.
We'll never have to be troubled with albums again.
I know.
Because
who would have thunk it?
All the music is on this. Now, this is the equivalent of 20,000 CDs.
An iPod,
and that's what you need to do. You can reduce, think of all this. Mike, is there anything more valuable than space?
Right.
You know, time, perhaps.
Maybe
time. You know, you're so helpful today. Anyway,
it's a great gift.
Rip Digital, click their ad on our website or visit ripdigital.com.
Thank you.
If you don't do it this weekend, they're going to cancel.
No!
So please.
You're going to be fired.
Sometimes I have to be honest.
Call spade, spade.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's the bottom line. They're a slightly unhappy client.
Call them this weekend, and Mike, remember, ask them about their Super Bowl special.
Exactly.
Very cool, and I think this is a must for people that have tons of CDs laying around. All right, big show for you today. We want to talk about Facebook fun, but I need Mr. Ronick here for Facebook fun. He is babysitting out in the kitchen. Because this is a clubhouse, and and Oscar brought his nephew, Luca, over today, who we got to get Luca
He's
on the
five.
Show.
He's five.
That's fine.
Because Luca's going to do, let me see, the segment.
He's going to read a commercial coming up, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
I will, and again, this will probably, I'll fall flat on my face, but this little fella is a little fella. If you remember, I bought him those $30 remote control helicopter.
Right.
He cared nothing for the helicopter. All he cared for was the manual as he read it to me.
Right. He seems like a very, very aware and brilliant
thoughtful
kid.
I hope so.
But
you know what?
You're going to help him read this commercial.
No, I'm not going to help him. I'm just going to give it to him and he'll start
he'll
reading.
He'll read this?
Yes.
Okay, very
cool. He has the striking Santana good looks as well.
He does. The looks that just will actually
it
without
it makes me feel in some ways I've blown it as a breeder.
In some ways?
As a breeder.
Well, I mean, I'm a decent parent.
Yeah, you'll get marked.
That I can control, but
the looks that
the gravy is not what I determine.
The look that can lure a woman into bed without words.
Yeah.
It's like without any words. Drunken at the wee hours of the morning.
Right. Carrie would see a photograph of Luca and right click and try to send him a message somehow.
It's like, he does. When you see this kid, you'll see he's
beautiful,
got that
beautiful
look.
Child.
He's one of those, you know, he's going to, you know, the kid's never going to have a problem.
No.
That's the way it's going to go.
No.
So we're here today. I want to talk about Facebook fun. You'll get that. It's pretty simple stuff. It's a recurring theme. Join us, Menasha.
Okay.
Anyway, great diet news for me.
Really? Oh, good.
This is somebody I'm talking about. We should get compensated for this, Mark. So I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm going to tell everybody how excited the fat man is this weekend.
What's the news?
We've discovered some new diet news.
What happened, Casper Gutman?
Super Bowl hype. I want to talk about that because I hate it. I'm so sick of it. I am so
sick
of it.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah, really.
Hey, have you seen the commercials? You know, God.
Oh, and you know what?
It's creativity completely and utterly stifled.
And you know what? Some of the commercials are going to be great. I'm sure you've seen the Darth Vader Volkswagen spot. It's
I
amazing.
Have not. No, could care
but
less.
Gone are the days of seeing the commercials.
during the game.
Right.
Because
right.
they all break on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right. Right.
And tonight, of course, your buddy Jim Nance will be hosting the Super Bowl's greatest commercials.
Greatest commercials. Can't slam Nancy because he came on the radio this week, so I like the guy. Maybe I should start with the whole thing because it leads into
okay.
the next segment that I want to do. It's okay. called Bipolar Me. I know we all spent lots of time on all you guys, and I really didn't take any bullets this week on the bonus show.
Right.
So I really want to like focus on this, and a lady jogged me to do that.
Oh,
all okay. right, so there we go, setting up. I hate when I set up the show and it takes too long. It's ridiculous. Let's get right to a letter we get from Jim Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Jim writes, "Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
I have a favor to ask. Today is my good friend and fellow TMOS listener, Bobby Bean's birthday.
Bobby Bean.
Bobby Bean.
Yeah, Bobby Bean.
It's Bobby Bean.
Where's Bobby Bean? He's down in the ditch creek.
Bobby Bean's in the ditch creek. He's a good boy, a little slow perhaps, and can't seem to find first gear in his Trans Am.
Oh, dear.
Other than that, he doesn't have any kind of dread disease or anything other than being tragically white. Bobby Bean.
Ditch creek.
Bobby Bean.
But if you guys could find it in your hearts, I know it would make his day. To have you guys wish him a happy birthday. And that's his friend Jim Shannon, who wanted us to say to Bobby Bean, happy birthday. And of course, we'll do it the only way we can on the right. count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday,
Bobby Bean.
Happy birthday. Bobby Bean.
To you. Toe chain.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
I hope it's a great one.
I enjoyed that letter.
I hope it's a super birthday.
That's good stuff. Okay, before we get to
yes.
Bipolar Me, let's do this. Facebook. I go to Facebook and I go to my page to check it out. It's my computer time. It's my office time.
Sure.
We talked about it this week with Rob, what Rob does on his day. We have that on the bonus hour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I go to do mine. We all do our, we have our little offices
routine.
And that's where we get our stuff done. It's the routine where we go in.
Right.
Imagine my surprise.
What?
When I go to my, click on my Facebook page on my computer, which is the office computer, and I notice, well, there's Carla. There's Carla's like thing on Facebook.
Really? I didn't know she had a profile.
I didn't know
she
either.
She started?
I did not know either.
Well, yeah, I second that.
I did not know either. And I go and I see that, okay, well, I got to get out of this. But while I'm here and the page is open, might as well check it out.
I see.
So
was it
I go through.
Private?
It was, no. No, I mean, I got right onto it because I think I'm a friend of
she
hers.
She was logged on.
Oh, you
she was logged
was,
on.
It was
that's
right
what there.
Happened.
Oh,
she
you
was
friended
logged
her, on. But you didn't realize she was on Facebook?
And obviously the night before she had been on Facebook. And so, and you know, and so here's a little, she probably had a little wine.
Sure.
Here's a little quiz.
All yeah. Right.
Out of every member of our crew, who would be the only member of the Mike O'Mara Show crew that has friended my wife on Facebook.
Let me guess. Okay. Not anyone but.
Might as well play that music.
Wait a second.
Play
wait
that
a second.
Music.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Really? There's
look at his
no
face.
Chance.
Look at his face. Look at
not
his
the
face.
Only man that's found my girlfriend on Twitter. Not the
Twitter.
Only man.
Wow.
I didn't even know she was on Twitter, and Mark knew she was on Twitter.
You know,
weird.
What's weird?
He has the sense, doesn't he?
Weird.
He sniffs them out.
No. I am the most Facebooky guy in this town.
Right.
I didn't even know she was on
there
Facebook.
There you go. There
wow.
you
it's
go.
It's almost as if Mark has a tradition of behavior like
right.
this.
Oh, I'm in pain.
Tradition.
I'm in pain.
So, Mr. Ronick,
yeah.
If you don't mind, Mr. O'Mara,
mm-hmm. go right
a line
ahead.
Of questioning, if you will.
Yes.
What aspect of this behavior
mm-hmm.
is some sort of revenue stream for the show?
It's social networking.
Oh,
and we rely on social networking.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
And
very
being
true.
The being the guy who kind of orchestrates it for our show,
keep yes. battling.
Yes. I want it. I like to have everybody. Connected.
Oh, okay. Right.
Have you
that's
poked her?
No. No. Yeah. Not yet.
That's what I've wanted.
Come
hey.
On.
Hey.
Wow.
Way
so,
over the line.
Facebook expression.
So you will be happy to know
yes.
that at her protestation.
Oh,
you,
dear. You unfriended him.
I unfriended him.
Very nicely
oh,
done.
Oh, that's right.
Well played.
And then,
well done.
So, and that is two things. She, because she's nice mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to rock any kind of boat
sure.
at all, mm-hmm. and she heard you, I guess, talk about having a problem with Melissa, hearing that you're a flirt and all that, and you getting in trouble
right.
with your wife. She doesn't want to get you in trouble. You go, I'm like, I, on the other hand, mm-hmm. oh, I'd like to get in the most trouble
at any point
he could possibly get.
Did Carla mention the fact that she felt
bad because he comes from an oppressed people.
No. Carla
doesn't treat him well.
Because he uses that.
Let me tell you something. Grand Dragon. Carla does not go there, believe it or not.
That's good.
I'm the one in the family that goes down.
Attaboy, Grand Wizard.
But I will tell you that, Carla, was just saying, please don't. I said, honey, it's for the show.
Honey,
it's for the show. We have to do this.
Sure. Come on,
this
honey.
Is comedy. He is the only one. Mm-hmm. He's the only one from the show that's there. His cartoon Gabe Strine head sitting down there just jumping out at me and go, here I am, Mike, on your wife's Facebook page.
Oh, come on.
And so I unfriended him, and she, of course, is immediately, probably before the day is out, going to probably try to friend you again.
And when they do,
I won't accept.
You are forbidden.
I won't accept.
Because I am legitimately paranoid.
Mark Ronick.
Not in a way that I don't trust my wife.
Of course, no.
I don't trust him.
Mark Ronick likes this.
Yes, yes. Oh, he loves this. But anyway, it was funny. It was great. When you're sitting there at night.
I agree.
You're sitting at night, and you've come across this.
No good
this,
can come of it.
And you just sit there. But for me, really, the truth of the matter is I come out, and I have a grin on my face because I have this. You can't write it.
Right.
This is so good for the show.
One other question, one follow-up question.
Yes, go right
ahead. It's nice that you unfriended him, but you know they can still message each other. Have you blocked him?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Just a thought.
I'll have to do that.
It's funny you mentioned this, because this was just a week ago, where I found out that Mark is one of three followers of my girlfriend on Twitter.
No, I'm not. No. The show is.
No. Your face is right there.
I got to look at that.
When I found it. I said, I didn't know she was on Twitter.
It's a clerical error.
And there's three guys. No. And he happens to be one of the three guys.
Incidentally.
Weird. Hell, Don't think that you're not the sorcerer's apprentice here. I know who
he learned at the hands of him.
Goddamn right. You run with this guy.
I almost envy
Captain Slick. I wouldn't leave Carl in a room with him for 20 minutes.
It's like Luke and Yoda. Yeah. And,
a little bit.
Buzz has me training. I put him on my back, and he has me running through the woods, and he's teaching me all kinds.
Tweet or tweet not, there is no try.
I envy your diligence.
He goes into a room, and Buzz is sitting on two parallel balance beams with his legs out all
that's
the way
awesome.
In the yoga in the lotus in the lotus position, and Buzz goes, let me teach you the art of deception.
What I saw is I saw Buzz use the force. He raised his hand slowly, and the top came off of a jar of lube.
It just squeezed out. Like you said, Buzz just goes, and then you hear the.
Why use your hands?
Jesus Christ. Man. All right, I'm in pain. Oh, God.
More drumming?
Sometimes this show kills me. So I got my eye on
sure.
you.
Sure.
All right, so you be careful.
Yeah, I'm very
be careful.
Our next letter comes to us from Carolyn Salcido, and she writes, "Hi, Mike. I'm listening to today's podcast and couldn't disagree more with your fear of being bipolar."
Oh,
really?
And she said, "Here is a link to the Mayo Clinic's website discussing the symptoms."
Ah.
And in my personal opinion, you are a passionate guy who feels deeply about issues and have a somewhat gregarious nature.
Uh-huh.
You think? Yeah. Anyway,
what is with you today?
I don't know.
It's Friday.
Jesus Christ.
He's toast.
I feel like I've been dragging those rocks up to the top of the pyramids.
I know.
Screw those Egyptian people.
They've had it bad for a long time. If it's one thing, it's another.
Thanks for sharing your life, Carla the Dogs, and developing the show into something even better than before and even more easily accessible to your fans.
Cool.
So
that's
I read
nice.
That, and I was going to read that anyway because it's nice about me. Thank you. But then I decide, what the hey?
You went to the Mayo Clinic site?
Let's take a peek. Let's take a gander, shall we? And look at this. 15 pages of stuff.
That's a lot.
15 pages of stuff from the Mayo Clinic, all right?
Wow.
But I thought I'd read you the very beginning of it.
And since you're on Weight Watchers, did you go to the Light Mayo Clinic?
Light Mayo. Very, very Light Mayo. Oh, good news coming up about that.
Can't wait.
You're going to like. You ought to do this. I think you really ought. But you've been successful, obviously,
doing
with
well.
30 pounds, but I think you'd love this.
Okay.
When you hear this, you're going to be as excited as I was.
Oh, I very much doubt that.
Here is the definition of bipolar disorder.
Very good.
Sometimes called manic depressive disorder, it causes mood swings,
sniffles. What?
It causes mood swings that. God damn it! I can't read this.
Mike's having tics.
It causes mood swings that range from The lows of depression. Mm-hmm. I think I'm having a manic episode today.
No. Yeah, you no.
It was
you
the
are.
Drums, and I yeah. But you're
like
also
you just got off stage.
You're not your usual bouncy self today either. You aren't, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah,
you're not even Stephen. You're a little.
Well,
right.
His,
right.
I'm
a little.
Kryptonite showed up.
Yeah.
A child.
Yes.
It's true.
A child is
Bing.
Here.
I saw him run out to the porch and scan the neighborhood for a stroller.
He's feeling weak.
He does not show joy for children.
No.
He really did
not.
Okay, here we go. Bipolar causes mood swings that range from the lows of depression to the highs of mania. Mm-hmm. When you become depressed, you may feel sad or hopeless and lose interest in or pleasure in most activities. When your mood shifts in the other direction, you may feel euphoric and full of energy. Mood shifts may only occur only a few times a year, as often as several times a day. Uh-huh. In some cases, bipolar disorder causes symptoms of depression and mania at the same time.
Wow.
Okay, I'm just laying this out here. I'm not
Sounds
making
like
any...
Sounds like it sucks.
It does. And then
sometimes.
They give symptoms of bipolar 1 disorder... bipolar 1, mood swings with bipolar 1 cause significant difficulty in your job, school, or relationships. Well, I have been fired now, gentlemen.
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, God, I've been fired.
You're fine.
Wait, highs and lows.
Mike, how are you? Hold on. No. Not that. Here's a question.
No, you bounced back.
How are you in school? Like I know it's been some time, but it says trouble in school.
Like as a student?
Yes.
That's all right. I got a B average, B-plus average.
That's
all right.
But do you think that maybe any of these symptoms that you are feeling now as a threat, did they ever manifest themselves when you were a student?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay,
I was Johnny Joyful in school.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, all the way through college.
When did
college.
It begin?
began... All right.
In radio.
We'll do that show one day. Anyway, let me see. Bipolar 1 disorder. Mood swings. Manic episodes can be severe and dangerous.
Yes.
I don't know about that. I will tell you that, I mean, during like personal stuff that I've gone through,
right.
Major depression mm-hmm. stuff, I've mm-hmm. been very...
Well, sure, that's natural.
I mean, I've gotten very sad.
That's
very
normal.
Very
you're
that's
supposed
normal.
To. You're supposed
but
to.
But I don't think you've ever put yourself or anyone in danger.
Right.
Yeah. Bipolar 2 disorder. Bipolar 2 is less severe than bipolar. You may have an elevated mood, irritability...
Ooh.
What?
And some changes in your functioning, but generally you can carry on with your normal daily routine. Instead of full-blown mania, you have hypomania, a less severe form of mania. Uh-huh. In bipolar 2, periods of depression typically last longer than periods of hypomania.
Is this,
that would be accurate.
Is this from mayoclinic.com or mikeomerashow.com? I forget.
I'm not sure, but here we go. This is the reason that I printed this
out. Very good.
Because they've got
here's the meat.
The manic phase of bipolar disorder, and this is signs and symptoms of the manic or hypomanic phase. Rob, or anybody on the show, would anyone like to run the dinger buzzer for that? Would you like
Wow.
Oscar's already moving his way over.
Two steps
I will ask Mr. Santana to ding for the affirmative and buzz for the negative.
Right.
These are the manic phases of bipolar disorder. Signs and symptoms
Very
of
good.
The manic or hypomanic disorder. Phase of bipolar
You're
disorder.
You're setting this up like a Carson bit.
Let's begin.
It's wild stuff. Can include, and here we go.
Okay.
Euphoria.
We've seen it today.
Extreme optimism. Inflated self-esteem.
Wow. The button stuck.
Poor judgment. Rapid speech.
Wow. Yeah.
Racing thoughts. Aggressive behavior, agitation or irritation.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Agitation or irritation. That's a yes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Let me see.
I think he was just calling attention to it.
Increased physical activity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We got you to drum today.
Risky behavior. Spending sprees or unwise financial choices.
Snow blower.
Whole house antenna.
I swear to God, I didn't even pre-read them.
Dave Dornbush and the jet stream of it.
Sometimes you just know, increased drive to perform or achieve goals.
You know what I liked about that? The awkward pause between the buzzer happening and you stopping the reading.
Increased sex drive. Thank you.
Wow.
Decreased need for sleep.
Decreased need. Yeah.
Inability to concentrate. Now, you got to be fair to me on that. I think, thank you. I concentrate well. Careless or dangerous use of drugs or alcohol.
Wow.
One of those.
You're lucky it was or not and.
Ow, this show's making me laugh today. Frequent absences from work or school. No.
No, Mike, sure. You haven't been to school in years.
I post delusions or a break from reality.
I don't know.
Really? I don't see that.
I don't know.
Poor performance at work or school.
No, no, no.
Thank you. Never. All right, depressive phases of bipolar disorder.
Okay, now here we are.
Here we go. And we're almost done. Sadness. Hopelessness. Suicidal thoughts or behavior. No. Thank you for being honest.
There you go.
He is being honest. Yeah, he's playing it very well. Anxiety. Yes. Guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep problems. Low appetite. Fatigue. Loss of interest in daily activities. Problems concentrating.
What?
Irritability.
Wow, you didn't even get to the second R and you nailed it.
Chronic pain without a known cause. Thank you. Frequent absences from work or school.
No.
I went on that one. Poor performance at work or school.
No way.
And that's it, ladies
and
gentlemen.
What it is,
you
Mike,
did very well.
So.
You are mostly yes.
Thank you. He enjoys playing.
Which says to me that you are bipolar. You're just not very good at it.
There are different levels, stages of it.
Thank you. Sure. But there are a few of those there. A lot of dings.
Yeah, a lot of dings.
And he wasn't faking some of those.
No, my finger cramped up.
Did a great job.
That's it. We will take a break. And you write your own diagnosis. Mm-hmm. I welcome you on Facebook this weekend. Bipolar me to death. No problem at all. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Probably the granddaddy.
Don't say probably. It is the worst.
The granddaddy of bad Super Bowl songs.
It started the trend.
That is the Super Bowl shuffle with the Bears.
That's right.
And this is when music and football converged. The late Walter Payton. Mm-hmm. Kind of sad when I hear that.
William Refrigerator Perry.
Welcome back.
I think somebody else wants to read that.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm doing it. I know that he was going out there, you know.
I actually took
one step ahead of you, but I won't get irritable on that. Ladies and gentlemen, and now you want to take him over to your spot? You're going to take him over to your spot.
Luca is going to read the sponsor.
We're bringing...
For segment two.
Oscar's nephew, Luca.
He's going to wow us with his reading skills. He's a good-looking kid. He's the best-dressed person in the room.
Now, I feel
really inadequate.
Do we have a good picture of Luca? Do we have the picture of Luca?
Yeah,
I'll get one right now.
Okay, very good. Okay, all right, very good. No, but I mean, do we have the Ustream?
Yeah, he's on Ustream right now.
He's on Oscar's camera.
Hello.
Where's Oscar's camera? Oh, there it is.
Right here.
Hi,
Luca.
Hi, Luca.
Say hi.
Hi.
Are you having fun in the studio?
Yes.
And what's your favorite thing to eat? What do you like to eat more than anything else?
Chicken nuggets and French fries.
At McDonald's?
Yes.
Is that are those the best chicken nuggets?
Yes.
Hey, do you like spaghetti?
Yes.
Do you like pizza?
Yes.
Do you like ice cream?
Yes.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Yeah, yes. That's
Hey, Luca, do you like to eat panettone?
You like panettone or pancitos?
Yes.
Very good. Well, Luca, we're gonna put Luca to work here, and he's gonna read our commercial for the second segment.
From the top.
Let's see how he does, and good luck, Luca. Take it away.
Brought to you by the bonus hour. Get a what's this thing?
Month?
No, it's here.
Oh, it's $3.99. Go ahead.
Get a month long subscription today for just $3.99, or become a VIP. Get these special shows plus the live video feed of all shows and more. Bonus hour, sign up at
Michael Mara Show.
MichaelMaraShow.com.
Nice.
Very nicely done.
Way to go, my man.
Luca, how long have you been tutoring Mr. Ronick? I'm kidding.
It's amazing because he read that with more energy than Oscar normally has.
How old are
which
you?
Is fantastic.
Five.
Good job,
great
Luca.
Job.
Thank you.
So
really
much,
nice.
You rock.
Welcome
Luca.
To the
right.
show.
You want to go back and watch SpongeBob some more? Okay.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luca. Right. Welcome to the show.
Should Uncle Oscar show him where the chips are? Where the chips are?
He could have whatever he'd like.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's some pretzels left.
Should Uncle Oscar show him where the Guinness is?
Hey, Luca. High five, buddy.
Yeah, there
good
you
job.
Go.
Wow.
Good job.
Hey, Luca, don't drink any of my beer.
There you go.
You know what's cool?
You know, they get that joke at an early age.
Yeah, they do.
I think he has the same sweater size as Buzz.
Hey, Luca, I got a question for you.
Luca, come on.
Luca, do you want to go watch SpongeBob or do you want to just hang out while we're doing the show? Do you want to hang out in here or do you want to hang out there? You can do whatever you want, whichever you choose. You want to go back and watch TV? Oh, he wants to hang out here.
Yes, cool. Okay.
You want to sit in that chair over here, or you want to sit with Oscar?
He can sit with me.
Yeah, oh, he's hungry. Hey, RJ. RJ, here you go.
Hey,
just like Uncle Oscar. Right,
order some food. Order. Is pizza cool? You want pizza? Is pizza cool? What kind of pizza do you like? Domino's or Papa John's?
He'll eat anything.
Well, what's your favorite?
What's your favorite pizza, Lucas? Speak like a man. Talk up.
Whatever he
whatever
wants.
Whatever.
Get the boy some
wait,
pizza.
Wait, can I just can we just do one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is I apologize. Luca, come here. Ask Luca, tell him a country and ask him what continent. Ask him what continent it is.
All right.
Come over here, Luca. No, you can over here. Come here.
All right. What country?
Yeah, ask him where what continent a country's in.
That's really after this, Oscar, will he be guessing our weight and age?
Canada.
North America.
Right. Brazil.
South America.
Paraguay.
South America.
Egypt.
Central America.
Not a continent.
Africa.
Oh, not a continent. So I blew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it's South
America.
Good
job, though, Mike.
F you, Rob. Luca, don't repeat that. Mr. O'Meara said a bad letter.
United Kingdom, Luca. Talk right into the mic.
Europe.
Ireland.
Europe.
Right. Kuala Lumpur.
I don't know.
That's all right. No, I'm kidding, of course. India.
Oh, that's okay. He has North America, South America, and Europe.
Europe.
Hey, Luca is.
Central America.
Hey, Luca, you know what? My
Central,
wife Carrie.
Wait, Central America. That's not a continent, though.
My wife Carrie has a geography degree from Old Dominion University, and she can't do that. You're very good at that.
What would you say? What would Paraguay be? Would that
Paraguay.
Be South America?
South America.
South America.
Paraguay. Yeah. Hey, Luca, is Uncle Oscar your favorite uncle?
Yes.
Oh, really? Why is he your favorite uncle? I don't really like him that much. No, I'm kidding. I'm making a joke. I really do like him. I really like him. I was making a funny joke. I was making
Luca,
a joke.
Name some countries in South America.
Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay, Peru, Venezuela, Colombia, Suriname, Guyana and French Guiana.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's great, Luca.
Thank you.
Luca, good job.
Luca, do you know what you want to be when you grow up yet? Do you know what? Do you want to be a doctor like your mommy?
I don't know.
Yet. Have you ever thought about being a disc jockey?
No.
Do you like music?
Yes.
Yeah, well, radio's a great career.
All right, stop it.
Rob,
all right, little buddy, go get some snack. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You think somebody that has own children must be a little high five again, Luca. Enjoy your pizza, buddy. Can we be friends? Are we friends right now? I like you. You're a good kid.
Boy.
See you later, buddy.
I'm going to send him a friend request after the show.
So is Ronick.
Thank you for indulging me that guy.
Certainly.
Pretty bright, right?
You darn cute.
And this makes me feel so replaceable.
Very smart.
A cute little guy.
If he could run board, I'd be history.
God, I wouldn't know the answers to that.
He killed us on that.
All right. Where the hell are we? Okay. Great diet news I wanted to share.
Yes, please.
Okay. Look, I hate to plug something when I shouldn't get, but there, you know I'm doing that points thing.
Yes. Right.
And the new thing has these fabulous point values for, like, great stuff.
You know, elevated point value. You showed me real butter yesterday.
I am going out after the show, and I'm going to get me a big-ass Chipotle burrito that I get to have for lunch.
Really?
A full one,
really?
Like, with all the stuff in it, except for
no
a couple
sour cream
of...
No, cheese.
I'm not going to put sour cream, but I can put cheese in it. It's fantastic.
How many points?
Can put cheese!
Can you have meat in it, or is it a vegetarian?
Everything. Wow. Everything.
Chipotle is the best $6 you can spend in the world.
Anything you want.
God.
Let me just give you some of the food items that we were going through last night.
Okay.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Nice.
a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Wow, very high in fat.
Believe it or not,
yes. Just to pump the brakes, really, could you put this in ratio of how many points you get a day and how many points these...
All right, because I'm a tub of crap, I get a lot of points during the day. Well over 45 points.
Now, as you lose weight, your points will diminish as your weight diminishes,
and
right?
Yes. But then after you get to a certain point, you for maintenance, you can get back to where you were. And for me, I was looking at the scale of things. That'll happen in the year 2017.
Cool. I was going to say, your points are like the 83 Redskins, and Oscar's he's like the Detroit Lions.
But it was fun, and we're going through it, and Carla's sitting there, you know how many points this is? 20 points is what I have for a lunch, which is a lot of points.
Yeah, it would seem so.
But that is a Chipotle burrito, and I'm just blown away, because up until this point, I have certain real specific things that were really narrow, and now I'll let everybody know how I'm doing.
The amazing thing about a Chipotle burrito, even if I'm not minding anything I do, I can barely finish one. Uh-huh. That's a massive pile of food.
Fill it with rice.
Yeah.
I can.
Attaboy.
And I'm going to today. RJ, we're going eating after the show.
After we finish the pizza, Mike.
It's really, it's very, very exciting. I'm very thrilled
for that.
That's
cool. And,
now, on a serious note, before I get to the Super Bowl, because I don't want to be all negative and whiny and then say something serious. I looked in with my TiVo. It's a digital video recorder.
And now, how does this work? What does it do?
It's an amazing...
Sort of hard drive mechanism?
You know, it's a fascinating invention.
It's a magic box.
It grabs things off the television.
Time machine.
Automatically.
Weird.
Go figure.
You know, magic. Point of order. Do you know that when Buzz first described TiVo to us on the news, that's when we first said time machine?
That's where time
machine
TiVo began.
TiVo was inspired
when
by
I tried
that,
to explain how a DVR works.
And we laughed and tried to get him fired.
Right.
He's finally lost it. He's making up the news.
We laughed, but we tried to get him fired. That was just a weekly thing.
Every day,
separate thing.
So the TiVo, I'm watching my wife's Oprah that was TiVo'd. I have been on this program many times and said I don't like Oprah herself, because I think she likes herself a little too much for my liking, but I have never slammed Oprah's television show.
The program.
Because she does do a great show.
Good broadcast.
And I wanted to, you know, absolutely just take something I got from her and pass it along to you, because I think it's worthwhile. They had families of military people that were going through various terrible situations in their lives, including a young lady that had a wounded vet come back that was the victim of an IED and had traumatic brain injury and was just a wonderful, sweet young lady that was dealing with hell on earth. A guy that comes back that's blind, that cannot function normally, and that hopefully will maybe someday be able to be productive in society, but he can talk and he's getting physical therapy, but he's a fragment of what he was once before. And they had this lady interviewed, and they had several other people that were part of this this veterans show that they were doing, this military show.
Right.
And then they had the first lady come out, Michelle Obama.
Right.
And I don't care what your politics are, but as far as I'm concerned, you watch this show and you listen to our first lady speak about this issue, I'm sorry, you come away saying we got a good one here.
Sure.
We got a good lady in that position. And I don't care what your politics are. I'm just talking about somebody who's articulating, doing something for others. I'm done with the speech. That's it. And I will tell you this. They went at the very end, said, how do you help? How do you help? And I was listening and I was paying attention. And one of the ways you help... There are military families, especially around the Washington, D.C. area and in many areas where you hear this show, that are dealing with these problems and these issues every single day.
Right here.
Yeah.
You can do a very, very good thing, not only saying welcome home if you see somebody in an airport, if you see somebody in a train station. However, you can go to a website that is serve.gov, and they will be able to direct you towards things you can do as an individual.
Simply that. Serve.gov.
Serve.gov.
We'll have the link up.
That is a huge website, but there is the specific military families section of that website. It's an easy website to negotiate. And they list a number of activities, organizations you can get involved with to help military families. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of different stuff on the old radio show for Fisher House.
Sure.
Right.
With the radio show I'm on now, been out to Walter Reed. It is an organization that is, I've always felt that is neglected. Even with all the attention you would think it gets, you hear a lot about veterans and, you know, those who serve and support the troops. But still, I think with all that said, we don't clue in. We don't clue in this country.
So
we don't
easy.
Do enough.
It's,
we don't do enough.
There's many unpleasant facets of it.
There's
and
so
because
many.
Because of that,
right. so many.
We're eager to tune it out and
we're
pretend it's
away.
Not there. Now, does the
Great
serve.gov,
example I'll give you.
Does serve.gov allow you to participate locally?
Yes.
Now, I think that is amazingly important.
They let you participate locally, and that's what got me jacked up. And I said, right. you know what? I actually, you know, how often do you watch a television show and run into your office and click on the website? It was that, as much as I slam Oprah,
yeah, sure.
sometimes she does a show that just
sure.
gets me motivated to get off my ass
right.
and say, I got a little something I can do right here.
Sure.
Why wait? Why waste time? Did it on the radio this morning. I'm doing it here. It's called serve.gov. Mark, if you're clicking on that website, you will see the list of different things that you can do. Stuff that wasn't mentioned on the website, but for example, you become aware of where some of these military families are, where a woman is holding down the fort while her husband serves
right.
overseas.
Right.
You go knock on the door and say, hey, I just wanted to say hello. I'm in the neighborhood if you need anything. You would be amazed. That simple gesture,
right.
how much that means
makes
to
the
family.
They're
need
not
support
asking
too.
For huge time commitments.
Right. Nope.
They're not acting, not even if they're asking financial assistance.
You make a
just
dish.
Just make a,
like you would. You know,
show a little concern.
You make a dish and you show it up on somebody's stoop and you knock on the door and just walk away and give them some food.
That's
so
awesome,
maybe
right.
a mom doesn't have to, you know, make something they
Savor
can put in the
meal.
Refrigerator and do little stuff. But then, you know, establish things like, you know, having support groups. And, you know, if you have, you know, been in the military, you get involved. There, it's just worthwhile. I urge you, if you get some time this weekend, go to serve.gov.
Excellent.
Check out this website. I really got jacked. I rarely do. This is not anything that we have prearranged. This is not anything other than one person looking at it and saying, if I make people aware on this website, even though it's going to take up some of our yak time and our happy-go-lucky time, I wanted people to know this because it is a worthwhile thing to do. And you got people out there that are, you know, it's tough. It's tough
very
on
tough.
A variety of levels, you know. Even when they come back from a deployment, if you've got all your arms and legs, it's a very tough adjustment that they have to make.
Right.
That's it. That's
cool.
my speech.
Enough.
I
no,
wanted
well
to
said.
Do that.
Well
know?
Said, Mike, and so, also very valid.
That's yeah. it. And, you know,
we
I
will
wanted,
have that link
you almost
on our
forget
website.
To be, and I'm not
you
trying
do
to be
forget.
Rude. You almost forget about it.
Yeah. You totally yeah, forget so. About it.
Oh, it's easy to forget.
I mean, I went to Walter Reed a few months back. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that, you know, we were sitting there with a guy that used to listen to us out in Nevada,
right.
out in Reno, Nevada. And the guy is grinning from ear to ear. And he his body is so small because he has lost his legs at the hip where a mortar shell came through his mess and took out all of his arteries, which, you know, immediately got rid of the legs.
Sure, right.
And his attitude was incredible, and it was this honor to sign his flag that he had. And I know it just, to me, you know, regardless of your politics, when you have people dealing with this, and maybe I thought about it because all the Egyptian stuff that we're going
through. That's
some
scary video.
You know,
it'll make you second guess
you know,
some stuff.
It just made me think, you know, instead of let's do a positive, you know, we need protection in this country. Let's support our military.
Carol said something that was poignant, and that doesn't really happen. I love her, but that doesn't usually happen.
It was an accident,
and
you think?
It must have been a slip of a tongue.
Sure.
And she says, she goes, you know, when I watch what's happening in Egypt, I don't care how much taxes I pay here because I'm lucky to live in this country. You forget.
Amen to that.
You forget
really
about
do.
That. You forget about
what
that.
It brings home to me when you're watching that Egypt situation is how fragile everything is.
Sure.
You know, I mean, how really fragile. And, you know, when you're talking about the haves having so much more than the have-nots in America, you know, don't think our leaders shouldn't be paying attention to that situation over in Egypt.
That's the right world is smaller every day. That's across the street, essentially, and there's a lot of bad stuff going
so
down.
So we'll put that up on MikeOmeraShow.com.
Amen.
Check
good.
It out.
Good,
that's
good.
It. We got to take a break. But the last thing I wanted to do before we take a break, I told you so. I buy a snowblower, and suddenly this is Miami.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, it's gonna be in the 50s
Happy
this weekend.
Spring.
Of course. I drive
a
into my garage.
Small price to pay, sir. Certainly for all of us.
I drive into my garage this week. Yeah. Every day I look at it. I look at it like it's an effing albatross around my
gathering
neck.
Dust.
It was an error.
You saved that receipt?
It was a mistake. I probably did. I mean, I should take it back this
Maybe.
Weekend.
Maybe, and then we get snow.
But I still am hoping. Anyway, so we'll take a break. We'll come back and open the
Everybody
audio vault.
Here comes from somewhere. The day we
Just as soon forget. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That would be a cold opening if
you
had there.
Yes, it would.
They confused me greatly. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yay!
And Jimmy's annual Super Bowl Bash. Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. Mm. You know, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
All
Everybody
day.
Gets to get fat on Super Bowl
Great
Sunday.
Great food.
50-cent wings all day, even for carryout.
Mike
That's
will outscore
terrific.
The Pittsburgh Steelers on points alone.
And free a free football pool for the first 100 fans nice. With prizes after every quarter. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy and then to watch the game on the big screen high-definition television. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-JIMS. That's 435-JIMS. Or click the banner on our website. Right. Some of us will be arriving at Jimmy's a little later than normal, but they are here to tell you they will be arriving.
Everybody,
Mike.
Looking forward to that, so check it out at Jimmy's. Time to open up the audio vault for today. This is Feb 4, 2011. What do you have for us today, Rob?
Mike, how have you been?
I've been very well. Manic. Ups,
up
downs.
And down. He's been up and down.
Yes, absolutely.
Confused, bewildered.
Yeah, I'm tired now.
This is great. It looks like it might be her first day on the news set. It's a blonde on some small market station. She's good looking. Uh-huh. Her name is Alex Sawyer.
Sawyer.
And she can't even spell Sawyer right. S-W-O-Y-E-R. Just a classic slip of the lip. You gotta like this.
Angie, I contacted Kathleen Zellner, who took Ferguson's case pro bono. Zellner is based out of Chicago, but she gave me
and she got the quarter-sized eyes. She just doesn't know what she's doing.
And you know what? And a baby talker.
Pro bono.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Can we hear that one more
of
time,
course, please?
Sometimes you got to spotlight it a little more.
Sure.
Baby talker, go.
Baby talker.
Angie, I contacted Kathleen Zellner, who took Ferguson's case pro bono. Zellner is based out of Chicago, but she gave me this statement.
Pro boner, Mike.
She gave me this statement.
Judging from the looks of this reporter, she might also be pro boner.
You know, to me, really, outside of when you get into Kathleen Turner, you know, level
yes.
and you start growing a penis.
Yes.
I like a sultry voice on a woman.
Sure.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's nothing I hate more than, there are two varieties. Uh-huh. There are those bitches they get on WTOP here in Washington that all have the,
5'9" with their noses like this, where they all sound like they're wearing pantsuits.
And then you've got the female voices that are,
I did it, oh baby. I did.
Like that one did. I like a really good,
you didn't mention
sultry
the best, voice. The best female voice of all is when they don't talk.
Oh, my God. I said bitches. Rob said that. We're in trouble. That's
all right. You know, I like to bring you a little music every Friday.
Thank you.
And I was messing around on the Google. America Online. Do you like the AOL, Mike?
Not particularly.
They came
no.
up with the list of the best come-on-lines in country music. And
okay.
since we had such success with Bobby Sue this week.
Right.
At number 5, the come-on-line, this is from an artist named Jake Owen.
She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any exiting ride.
You see, she's not really talking about the size of his tires.
Oh, I get it. She said, hey boy, come on down, I'll let you try your luck, cause I'm sitting here and I'm drinking a beer, and all I like to do
at
is
at number 4
Mike. Oh, I'm sorry, that's pretty good the way you did that there.
At number 4, Shane, I love this name, Shane Yellowbird.
9 out of 10 was still looking at me. I asked her, are you from Tennessee? Because baby, you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, that is
you're
terrible.
The only 10 I see.
I'm trying to do my own between every one of these, and I said, so I looked her in the eye and said, I'm not a little runt, but I tell you, dear, as I drink my beer, I'd like to kiss you.
At number 3, a classic.
Okay.
Henry Williams. Uh-huh. Perhaps you call him Hank.
Hank. What you got cooking? Yeah.
Great record.
What you got cooking?
Absolutely.
I'm about cooking something up with me.
He wants to boner.
His son is also in the business. Uh-huh. At number 2, Brad, gayest name.
Yeah, gayest name, but a wonderful tie.
But a gayest name in country music, Brad Paisley.
Paisley.
Hey,
sounds like Hank Williams.
I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
Well, we'll ride a horse, and then we'll come back, and we'll clean out all the stalls. Then after we're done, we'll have some fun when you get on your knees and lick my
eyes. We come to number one.
Wow. Number one, the final.
And one of Mike's core artists in his listening repertoire.
Pickup lines.
I believe you introduced them on stage once, Mike.
Yes, I did.
The Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, my God.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Classic.
Doesn't Britney Spears have a song out like this, though?
She does.
Yeah.
Would you treat me like the devil tonight?
Actually, I think one of the sons of the Bellamy brothers, I don't know, Tito Bellamy, notified his father that basically the most recent Britney single ripped off that notion.
Yeah.
So.
I like country, sounds I like good. Rock, and I guarantee you'll like my...
Hey, you want to hear another song?
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see how long before you buzz this. I think this has been on the web a while, but I really enjoyed it, and I put it up on our YouTube page, the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. How do people get there? Mark, if they want
to
see
they can go through to our visual aid section.
And then click
and
right
it links right to it.
I put stuff up every
day. That always
day.
Sounds like a disease.
Visual aids?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it really does.
You can't see anymore?
Sorry about that.
Told you not to do that with your eyes. Mm-hmm. This is a song called 99 Words. And the amazing thing is, the topic at hand is women's breasts, but he never strays from being broadcast friendly. This is Robert Lund.
Good stuff. I like it already.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds. Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, jello molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for booze.
Are there more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
He does the whole Neue Neue Luftballon song.
We're not turning it off.
All right, glad you like it.
Enjoy.
Happy Friday, everybody!
Humpty Dumplings, Hardy Boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, Shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy Twins and ball commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFDs, Snow White Dwarfs, Picasso's Cubes, 99 words for boobs.
This is a strong song.
Well done, yeah.
I do like this.
Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs.
Man, this guy is a genius.
He did a good job.
You know, there's so much crap out there. There are so many of these type of songs I hate, but this, when it's good, it's good.
Like.
Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs.
Jogging partners. I'm pleased with that one.
Midget earmuffs, Mike. And there you go.
Yeah, you like that, man?
Check out the video on our website. It's pretty good stuff.
That is awesome. Great job. You didn't have anything better than that, I tell you.
No, I never have in my life.
That's fantastic.
Apparently.
We'll come back, wrap things up with Buzz and the news right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Didn't really go into it, but I hate the Super Bowl hype. I do.
Right?
Yeah.
I hate the coverage of it. Rob, it falls into the same category of snow days when they send them out, or the night before Thanksgiving where they're all at the airport. You know, local
you don't
news.
Like Holly Morris in a Steelers bar asking
same
trivia questions?
Stories every year.
Same crap. Mm-hmm. You know, hypey.
Maybe if they attached more value to the event.
You know. And really, just the an advertising orgy. There is an ad man somewhere, probably long since dead, that's looking down from ad hell, and or looking up from ad hell, and he's saying, "My God, this is exactly what I want."
This is it, yeah. This is what madmen would do if they spun out of control in 50 years in the future.
This is merchandising gone mad.
$3 million an ad.
Yeah, wow. $3 million. Everybody knows that, you know. And here's what we do in America: is like, and if to get an ad on the Super Bowl, it's $3 million for 30 seconds. seconds, we all go, that's good.
Sounds right to us.
Thank you. Good.
Bring
good.
It.
Yeah. No health care.
Too expensive. Yeah.
That's a good ad. They paid $3 million for it, the insurance company.
How do you feel about monkeys and ads?
As long as they're talking.
Talking babies, sir?
Here's the problem. The overwhelming sense I get, and I'm a football fan.
Right, I know.
It's just this is the absolute pinnacle of the dumbing of America every year, where we're just like, hey, let's go.
Totally and 100% buying in and accepting everything the NFL tells us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe because we've been there so often.
Yeah.
And we've seen the
jaded.
We've observed the club up close and personal.
We know how elite it really is and how all the poor people buy into it.
Is there anything more frustrating than trying your very best to have a good time at the commissioner's party? And you can't do it.
It's impossible.
Because no matter how many times you hop a fence, sneak through, steal a better pass, there's still a place you can't go.
Exactly.
And even if you got there, that would suck.
That's right. Amen to that.
I really hate to be cranky about it, but it really is a pile of suck.
We nailed it.
Did you guys, Big O and Dukes, did you ever get out and do the Super Bowl experience?
We actually begged, pleaded, actually had a trade deal at one point.
Wow.
But they said, at that point, that's when the company was crying poor, and they would say, guys, next year.
Yeah.
Like, what you should just do
just
is
after the firing.
A viewing party.
Next year when you don't work here anymore.
Yeah. You catch Eric Bickle on the Junkies this morning dying to get out of
town.
Well,
I'll tell you, we all know him very
well.
They
were our friends, the Junkies, broadcasting live from the Super Bowl.
Well, of course, because they're Washington's top sports station.
You would think that I would be filled with jealousy.
No,
I am not.
No,
I am so glad to be in my own state.
From an unnamed source that is there, and maybe for the first time, he writes, Dallas sucks.
Yeah, pretty horrible town.
I know exactly.
It's a pretty horrible town.
It is. Let's get our news here at Buzz Burbank standing by. Not that one, that one.
On Monday, then, can I tell you about my Boy Scout meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I
want to tell people about it because,
you spoke.
Kids just don't even know what a record is anymore.
Really?
And to try and tell six-year-olds why I got fired, it was a wonderful story.
Hard to explain.
I'll share it with you on Monday.
Lots of heads cocked at that doggy angle.
Yeah, and I think I almost made a kid cry.
Good. Look forward to that Monday.
Rob has a story about joining his gym we want to hear as well.
Very good. Let's
be Rob Day on Monday.
Let's get the news. Here's Buzz Burbank.
We are brought to you today by Pro Flowers. Get lucky this Valentine's Day for as little as $19.99. Order Pro Flowers through our website to save money on something you need anyway. Send flowers from Pro Flowers. Click the link at MikeOmeroShow.com for Pro Flowers.
Yay. And really, that's another one where you do that and you go through our website. That's how you want to support the show. I'll be getting them from my lady. Our website.
Remember, you're helping us out by doing something you would do anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Is there anything more valuable than time?
And you know what? Really?
Space.
Oh, shut up. Just continue. I'm not even doing that anymore.
The revolution in the Middle East is spreading, kind of. Social media sites, which played such a big role in the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, are now stirring up folks in Syria, where demonstrators are gathering at the capital and at Syrian embassies around the world. But Syria is not Egypt or Tunisia, and as one journalist puts it, I think the day of anger will turn out to be more of a day of mild frustration. A day of rage protest in Yemen started with tens of thousands of people demonstrating for and against the country's government, but by midday that protest had ended.
Now, can I just jump back for a second?
Sure.
Because you mentioned
I'm running down the countries here.
The day of a protest in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason for that will not necessarily be because the Syrian people are not upset. It will be because the government knows how to keep them down a lot better. Is that
There is still oppression there. This actually, that demonstration was scheduled to end at midday anyway. But what
Syria is a dictatorship,
right? I mean, really. Exactly. And I think
I hate those.
The people behind the uprising in Syria, for example, were hoping that today's demonstration, or Thursday technically, would have gone on beyond midday, would have gone beyond its scheduled end time. It did not. The result being, the people there don't quite have the courage or the momentum yet to keep going.
That's it.
But it ain't over yet.
Right.
Do you have on your list that Mike has declared today in America to be a day of burritos?
can't wait.
Lots of rice filler.
You are so mentally at Chipotle right now.
There better not be anybody in that line.
Oh, you know it's going to be
There's
slam.
A fat lady in that line. I swear I'll knock her
over. I want more salsa.
Thank you.
Out of my way.
All right.
A day of rage protest in Yemen, meanwhile, started with tens of thousands of people demonstrating for and against that country's government, but that petered out. Didn't gain the momentum that we've seen in Egypt and elsewhere. Not yet, anyway, but after 30 years under the same ruler, that uprising will probably rise again. And the president of Algeria, seeing the writing on the wall, says he'll be lifting that country's 19-year-long state of emergency very soon, even though poverty and unemployment still run rampant there, and he's granting other freedoms, including letting his opposition speak on radio and television.
Ironically, his name is Algeria.
Hi there.
Did you know this?
How you doing? I got some great cars out here on the lot.
Who are you?
I'm Algeria.
Wonderful.
Nice to see you. We got a wonderful 1978 Volkswagen. You're going to want to take this thing for a test drive. I know it seems like it's a really old car, but it's got an incredible engine.
Would you call it a cream puff?
It's a cream puff, and trust me, come down here. Trust me, I'll make you a deal you won't want to argue.
Who are you?
I'm Algeria.
From Giria Motors?
Giria Motors, located right at the corner of Main and Main.
Leaders throughout the Middle East are watching as Egypt's Hosni Mubarak beats protesters and journalists, and those other leaders are deciding that might not be the smart way to go.
The only thing I have to say about this Egyptian crisis, when you see Hosni Mubarak, doesn't he look like the kind of guy that in a movie would say, "We found the grail."
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's very dark, Indy. Yes. Very dark.
Yes.
Snakes.
Not a handsome man.
Indy, find the beating heart.
Astronaut Mark Kelly, husband of wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, has decided to continue in his role as commander of a space shuttle mission coming up in April.
Good for him.
Earlier this week, Kelly tweeted that his wife was making great progress in her physical rehabilitation after being shot last month by a madman in Tucson.
You don't think he takes any risk of looking a little dickish by doing that?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Thought about it. I mean, I think everybody's thought about it. You kind of like, it's like, in some ways, it's a victory.
And this sounds
tight. I understand he probably wants to get out of the house.
The April, too far.
It's really awful.
Really? He is too far.
Too far.
He's giddy. He talks about me being at Chipotle. Uh-huh. He's Friday Rob right now.
Oh, no, I was up till 3 Rob.
He is, oh, really?
Yeah, fighting my computer. Do you know what the last email I got before my
fighting
head at the pillow
my
was?
Computer.
The last email I got before I went to bed was morning show prep.
Oh, really?
That's how late I was up. That was really bad.
You're Goofy Rob.
I'm Goofy Rob.
All right, very good.
But also Handsome Rob.
All right, thank you. Shut up.
Now he's gone too far again.
Yes, he has.
The April mission will mark the Endeavor's final trip to the International Space Station. Girls will be boys. Boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, jumbled up, shook up world. A new survey from Match.com shows that gender roles have almost completely reversed in the last 40 years. Today, men are more likely than women to want to get married young, and women are now more likely than men to want one-night stands and open relationships.
All right, let me tell you something. Oscar, you hold that torch, okay? You keep it going, all right? You got to hold that standard, mm-hmm. all right?
It's trying my best.
It's all on you,
Jesus,
Oscar.
Jesus, if I made a list of mistakes.
Now, more than half of all men believe in love at first sight, while fewer than half of all women do. Only 15% of women want to have kids soon. Men now outnumber that with 24% wanting kids soon.
I rarely say this. Mm-hmm. We have this on the radio also. Mm-hmm. I believe that list is absolute total crap.
Really?
I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Everybody I talk to, I was with a bunch of 20-somethings last week, and they're all with the Bambinos and stuff, and the women love it, and they want to be.
Yeah, point of order.
There's
point
of order. Mr. Point of order. Yes, go ahead.
Remember, he is 20% of the room.
Yes.
You live in Manassas.
While we're talking kids, I would be really remiss. Let me throw in something real quick.
But I want to ask him about the story at hand. Hold on a second. You're telling me
I think in metropolitan guys, areas,
the metrosexuals want to love at first sight. They want to have kids early and they want to settle down early.
Unfortunately, what's happened, at least in certain social circles, there is this pressure, and it comes from pop culture as well, that if you really want that girl and you get it from TV, you get it from everywhere else, you got to put a ring on it.
Okay. So, you really ought to put a ring
on you
it.
Would lose that girl. And these girls have a predisposed deal where they can decide whether they want to or not. And guys are almost pressured, like, I'm going to lose this woman.
So they hold the power.
When did that happen?
It sucks.
No good.
But, you know, first, it was, 2 years ago, it was BJs don't count as sex.
If you go, like,
a lot of things have
changed. The Millionaire Matchmaker, right?
Right.
Who every girl looks at and they're like, oh, what's this lady all about? She's like, what is a seer? What is the third person with a third eye they can see in the future?
She's
what
a psychic.
A soothsayer, yes.
She's a psychic. Telepath.
Empath. They look at her like she's got something great to say, but she says, if the guy doesn't put a ring on your finger in the first year, then he's not worth it. And girls listen to this, and they think it's like the Old Testament.
I don't know how accurate the numbers are, but I think the trends here are correct. I think men have become less masculine in recent decades.
Do you think it's what Oscar says, though? Because really what it sounds to me like, they're becoming less masculine because that's what they have to do to keep the lady.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, ultimately, I think there are a lot of factors
I used to
here.
Be of the line of thought that if a woman had a one-night stand, it was a lot more intimate. This is years ago. Because I was like, you know, the way that guys have sex, we're just programmed to do whatever we want. But women, as I was growing up, I realized that if they have a one-night stand, it's a one-night stand. Right. And it's almost, for some women, as less intimate as it is for us. Mm-hmm. Well, we could black out in a random girl. Yeah. And then I would think a woman would feel like a little more passionate or you need a little more intimacy.
Not the case.
No.
The sexual revolution, women's rights, men becoming more sensitive, and to a certain degree, more hormones in the water.
Gotcha.
I think all these things have contributed to this change.
It's actually shocking and kind of refreshing, but overall, it's different.
It's different, and
I don't like the difference.
Yeah, it's somewhat disturbing.
It is, and while only 23% of men say that guys' nights out are important, 35% of women say women's nights out are important.
I say it because it gets her out of the house.
Either way.
I'll lay this one out for your discussion, gentlemen. I would say women's nights out, though, really sexual or not sexual? I think in many cases not as sexual as we might think they are.
I don't think so.
Depends, and I think some men's nights out are less sexual than you might imagine.
Absolutely,
It
all depends on your circle of friends.
Right.
This is true.
And what you're doing in the circle.
Suddenly I feel like I haven't comforted myself at all.
But here's something that will comfort you. I must say this. It'll take 10 seconds.
What's that?
We surprised Robert today. He got a citizenship award at his school just by being a good kid. And his teacher wrote him a letter to the principal. So we got to go in this morning. They didn't tell him he had won this. Mm-hmm. So he gets sent down to the cafeteria and it's me and Carrie and, you know, like maybe, you know, dozens of other parents, but he doesn't know why he's going to the cafeteria. And he comes in and we're there and he gets his award from the principal.
Gave him a nice round of applause.
He gets a round of applause. He gets a certificate. So I want to say congratulations to my son.
Way to go.
It's nothing he campaigned for.
Right?
It's just by being a good kid. Right. Uh-huh. His teacher cited him. So good job.
That
Robert.
Is
Rats, wonderful.
Robert.
Yeah. Julie, you ever get one of those?
What's in the news?
Sunday Super Bowl. Sunday Super Bowl will be the first one since Super Bowl II in which neither team has cheerleaders. The Steelers and the Packers are two of a half dozen NFL teams that now do not have a cheerleading
but
squad.
But let me tell you, my friend Mr. Mark Ronick, who I give a tremendously hard time to every day on this show, he still is nice to me in our off hours when he sent me a lovely picture of some Green Bay fans who were body painted. And Mark, is there any chance we can get that picture up on the website?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a picture of the Green Bay fans painted up real nice.
Saucy.
Like where the jerseys really aren't jerseys. It's just body paint.
Let's get those pictures out.
Finally, fire isn't funny, but the people who accidentally set them sometimes are, especially when, as in both of these cases, nobody gets hurt. A family renting a house in Oregon will be asked to cover the $30,000 damage they did by using a hole in the floor as an ashtray.
Cousins!
Quoting a cop, it shouldn't be a surprise there was a fire. That's not careless smoking. That's stupid smoking.
I've seen it. I've seen it? I've seen the hole, and I figure I put my ashes in it.
I usually dump it down into the ditch creek.
You don't need no cup. No, you don't need that coffee cap. Ash into that.
Put your ash in there.
It's a hole. It's right in the ditch creek.
You know what it is, Mike? It's the ash hole.
And in Seattle, a woman who was ready to light her crack pipe found that she had no cigarette lighter handy. So she used the gas burner on the stove to light a chopstick, but that didn't work either. It went, you know.
Yeah.
And she dropped the chopstick into the couch. And then she went next door to borrow a cigarette lighter. And while she was gone, the chopstick ignited the couch. The couch ignited her apartment, also doing $30,000 damage.
Yay!
The crack, as they say, doesn't smoke itself. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well done, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. Well, our show today was brought to you by Rip Digital. Please give them a check this weekend, all right? Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. Rip Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or your home theater system. It's Rip Digital. You know, you've heard about digitalizing, redigitalizing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can take all your CDs and, you know, get rid of your clutter.
Please.
Check out Buzz's video where he did it. Click Rip Digital, the ad on our website. Visit ripdigital.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. Have a great Super Bowl weekend, everybody. Don't forget, join the entire gang out at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia. If you're not listening to us in the greater Washington, D.C. area, check your local flights. We'll see you there. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.